and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 463.
Do you know how I know that?
Because you just sent the mail.
No, I haven't. Oh. I've just received the mail.
That's handy. How are we all doing? Let me know. Let me know in the chat.
There's names for that, Renee.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Yeah. Let me refresh and get that chat. Whee, there we go. Hello, Simon.
Glory Hunter.
Yes. Yes.
Where were you when you were beep?
Where were you when you were losing?
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind. Renee doesn't even like football.
Well, I know that. So I'm wondering why he's put it.
Well, you know. Well, this happens, doesn't it? Your mum was the same. Right, one, she was a United fan, but she wasn't particularly in, you wouldn't catch her watching an England match, not if she could help it. And then a tournament would start, and she'd be like, they'll be home before the postcards. And, you know, every tournament since 1966, she was right. And they only weren't home before the postcards that year, because it was in England. But once they start doing quite well, oh, she starts getting into it then.
Yeah, you have your Union Jack out the car window and all that.
You do not have a Union Jack, you get arrested. You have a flag of St George, Mike. Get it right.
Whatever. Anyway, two of England's players have been forced to self-isolate.
Was this after the Scotland match? Because they should all self-isolate.
Yeah, because they came into close contact with the one who's tested positive.
Do you know, when you say close contact, how do you work that out after a 90-minute game? If you're not even, you know that, the thing with a offside and a penalty?
They should have stuck to him like glue.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, of them.
That's the only way that they would have got COVID.
No. There's a thing in the rules, isn't there? A line in the rules, interfering with play.
Yeah.
If you're not interfering with play, you shouldn't be on the pitch. Because otherwise, what are you there for? You're an observer. So, yes, the Scotland man's got COVID, and the way it's going, half of England will have COVID.
Renee
as well.
Was accidentally watching. Holland beat North Macedonia, whoever they are, 3-0.
They're like Macedonia, but from the north.
And Renee's, what's it in with
his
fellow countrymen?
He doesn't know one end of a football pitch from the other. Don't believe it, Simon. Oh dear. Hello, Kim.
It's not football, Simon. It's soccer.
It's football.
It's coming home.
It's the European Championships, no less.
It's coming home along with the team.
Quite right.
Simon
would need lots of storage for what he doesn't know.
I was catching up with my work email. When I say catching up with my work email, I've got to keep a close eye on stuff to do with COVID.
And when in case they ever want him back in the office.
Anyway, this week at Macclesfield...
I'll put that down before I have a drink. Go on.
The travellers returned. The gippos.
Oh, God,
in the car park.
You can't use the term gippos. What was the other one? Oh, Nina always says pikies, and you're not allowed to say that either. The correct term, travellers. Is travellers. Stick to travellers.
Well, they've gone. They were there for 3 days, and now the car park's closed whilst they deep clean it.
There are no words,
no.
Are there? They'll rock up the road next. To be honest, when they did rock up the road, there's football pitches, isn't there? It's right next to Mike and Nina's house.
Yeah. And right. They stayed for a walk.
They stayed there for about 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
But when they left, the place was absolutely pristine.
Yeah,
it was cleaner than when they arrived.
Yeah, they were all right.
They were great. They tidied up. They had the, you know, bags of rubbish at the side. When they left, it was cleaner than when they arrived.
But they were riffing motorbikes up and down the
motorbikes up and down. Well, to be honest, that happens anyway.
True.
As you know from Simon's murder board.
Yes.
I'm going to need a picture of this murder board. Oh, dear. So, what has everybody been doing? I've been pondering the Apple news. There was a classic came out today. Who remembers the big story of 2016 from Apple? It was the kind of story we did not want to ever hear again. And it's happening again. And it's funny that it's mentioned this week, because in my unboxing video...
Was that Bumpergate?
No.
Because we don't want to hear that
something
again.
Something similar. No, what was the something that I mentioned? What did I say as soon as I turned that iPad on?
Has it got any battery life?
No, after I'd actually got it turned on.
I don't want it in French or something.
No, after that, Mike. Oh, dear God. Oh, mighty. Right, I've logged in. What was the first thing I saw? Once he knew it was me, what was the first thing that I saw? And said, I'll have to turn that off.
Oh, update me automatically.
Oh, no, Mike. Oh, God, it's like pulling teeth, isn't it? Now I feel like him. No, Mike.
It was.
It was not. No, it wasn't. No, the first thing I said I would have to turn off was the fact that I'd got photo spam.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, calendar spam is a thing again. I know, 5 years on, calendar spam returns. They never actually, in my opinion, cured that. Now, that was one of the reasons. If that was 2016, I moved to Google Calendar in 2018 because it was still rumbling on. You don't get spam on Google Calendar. So why don't Apple just sort it? But apparently it's back. Oh, Simon says the murder board is conceptual at the moment. You don't have room for a shrine-like collection of cork boards densely interlinked with string and photos. Well, there's always that basement-y bit you've got, isn't there? Couldn't we have it down there? Oh, the atmosphere would be fabulous for that. I foresee a programme that we could have on the TV with that. Work great. Do you know what I managed to watch a video of last night? I have no idea how I ended up watching this video, but it was very good. It was a video, the guy's based in Yorkshire, and he does like, I guess it's like a history thing of Yorkshire. But anyway, he was doing Now and Then. Now and Then into, I think it was 1946 when it opened. And it was the Butlins camp at Filey. And they were showing you what it looked like now. Oh, well, there isn't much left, to be perfectly honest. Not the railway track that took you into Butlin's holiday camp anyway. But there was a tunnel, apparently, from the railway station. There was a tunnel, went underneath this dual carriageway, and it went off to the holiday camp. So they picked people up off the train, put them on what they called a ground train, that went under these tunnels. Thing was, you looked under these tunnels now. Oh, my word. They weren't even a tunnel, really. There was 8 foot of water in them. They'd blocked off the ends, but like left a gap, and the rainwater had got in and there's nowhere for it to go. So it's now like a... Oh, it's a stinky pool, Kim. It's a stinky pool. Hello, Anthony. Oh, Simon says even he's scared to go down there in case he does find a murder board. That could well happen. That could well happen. Oh, Anthony says that sounds like the video he was watching a few days ago. Yeah, it was Filey. It was he's not done many videos, this guy, but it got recommended, and it was all about the Butlins thing. But he did it. It started off, and it was now, and you could barely tell there'd been a railway there. He climbs up the embankment and he walks along it, and then he says, "I realise this must look really bad, so let's have a look at it in its heyday." And then he showed you, and that was the only point that I thought, oh, right, I see you. You know, so this is like the end bit, and the train's actually pulled in here, and it was the dead end. Then they got off, and they got on these ground train things, and they went under this tunnel, and they had pictures of all of this. They even had some video of it. And, it, you know, 1946, it was a long time ago. It was fascinating. I've never been to Butlins myself, but it was fascinating to watch it. Then he went back to like how it is now, and he had a drone, and the footage off this drone was fantastic. And it went over two holiday camps. I can't remember what they were called. One was Filey something. And they were like massive caravans, really big. And it looked like, because I always thought that Butlins had like, well, the Butlins in Blackpool, that was virtually in St. Anne's, wasn't it? Or was it Pontins? One or the other. But didn't they have like, it looked like a hotel, really. Like balconies and stuff and windows. But these things were all caravans independent. But they were so big, it reminded me of the holiday that our mate's just been on. What's his name? The 606 guy with the son and all the kids.
Tom.
Yeah, now I think he was away for about 3 weeks, seemed to be away forever. But you know how he said that's our car near the van?
Yeah.
And I thought, that's a van. And I didn't realise because it looked like a chalet. Mm. Didn't look like a van. But when you saw this aerial thing, I thought, oh, right, I get you. They actually looked like houses from above. The drone footage was amazing. The quality was brilliant. So it was probably the same video, Anthony. Isn't that amazing? Is anybody doing a shopping spree on Amazon Prime? No, Renee. No, I found a hard drive that's the one I wanted, but the last time I bought it, it was £120. And I told you it had gone to 190, and today it's 150. That's still £30 more than I want to pay. So I left it alone. Oh, indeed, Alex. Heidi, hi, bing bong. Do you know, I never got to see that. How I know all the things from it, I don't know. I think I saw one episode. It wasn't something Mother approved of, and I think I was that young. It was like, Mother decided what was on the TV, and it wasn't that. But I do remember all the catchphrases and stuff. The one that I did watch, and she did as well, was Hello, Hello. I know it's politically incorrect, but oh, I love it. It's just too funny. Oh, Simon says, has anybody found any bargains? Or is it just him not seeing anything tempting? No, that it's weird stuff as far as I'm concerned. A lot of the Amazon tech is on offer. But when I look at it, I think it's so ridiculously priced that it looks to me as though they're going to bring out new models. I was tempted with something for Mike's mother, but then the issue would have been getting the Prime thing on it. She'd need to be attached somehow to a Prime account. You know, for the TV stick thing that she wanted.
Yeah.
I think it's something like £20. But there again, that's not the cost, is it? The cost is the ongoing cost of a subscription to Prime. So no, I've not been tempted by anything. Anthony says he bought a docking station, but you needed one to get some data from your brother's computer. The 2009 Mac Pro has finally died. Oh no. And you need to get his data off the hard drives. Oh no. Dun, 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 no, I saw things, weird things like socks. And I thought, well, Mike always likes socks. But these were, what do they call them?
I got socks from Rachel for Father's Day.
No, I bet they were like normal socks.
These are not. They've got icons on them. Shall I go and get them?
That'll work really well on a radio show. But never mind. Get them for pictures.
I could describe them.
No, these socks were called trainer socks. And they were only like, they only went up to the ankle. You know, like you literally would struggle to get your foot in it.
Yeah.
Because they didn't go like up the ankle like a normal sock did. And I thought, why are they on Prime Day sale? It's a pair of socks.
I need ankle protectors. Somebody sunk their teeth into my ankle tonight.
Well, if you will get close to your women, what can I say? You mean Lola, don't you?
We were playing with Big Kong, the orange Kong.
There are no words to answer that, really. There's nothing that I could say that would not be taken the wrong way.
She's already sunk her teeth into both my slippers. Maybe I could get slippers on Prime Day. Do you think they're cheap?
Oh, how amazing. Why don't you have a look, Mike? Yeah. It's so exciting. So exciting.
Trainer socks are great, says Simon.
I think I've seen a pair, and I think I might have had a pair. But the issue is, to me, it depends on the trainer. Trainer socks would be great if they went fractionally above the trainer, you know, just a bit. But I think the trainers I must have had must have been quite high. And all it meant was that I'd got, like, the trainer rubbing against my foot. So maybe I need like a bigger size or something, or lower trainers. I don't know. But I couldn't see Mike. These were black. And I couldn't see Mike in these with his shoes on. Plus the fact we worn anything in but slippers in the last 18 months. Well, that's going to be frightening, isn't it?
No,
actually, my slippers aren't slippers. They're kind of like shoal, sandally things.
I'll get another pair of these and keep them away from the dog.
She doesn't sink her teeth into mine. Oh, mind you, she did lick the sole out of one, didn't she?
Was that Lola or was that Maya?
Oh, Maya did that all the time. It didn't matter where I put them, Maya found them. You could have them in the top shelf of the wardrobe, and when you come in, he sat there and he's eating them. And what he used to do was, they'd have like leather soles, and he'd just lick and lick and lick and lick at the leather until it disappeared. And you're left with like the cork sole on it. You're like, Maya. Because there's nothing much you could do with them when they were that bad. But they're quite comfy around the house, and they're probably better than slippers for your feet. Let's have a look what we've got here.
Top picks for you, the wonky donkey.
See, I knew.
That's because I went to
look at it. Oh, a Roku Stream Bar. Do we have these in the UK? This is some kind of TV thing,
isn't
it?
There's also the Dinky Donkey and the Grinny Granny Donkey.
Yes, I noticed that. Yeah. No, we don't have those in the UK. Oh, no.
And a book called I Need a New Bum.
Oh, I did see that one. Yes. Oh, Simon says, many of them have little heel extensions. The only extra bit you need, really. Lots better than not wearing socks, which feels pretty unhygienic. Oh, no, I couldn't wear trainers without socks. No, that always reminds me of being at the beach.
Oh, I do.
We used to keep a pair of trainers, you know, that were virtually threadbare for using at the beach. I mean, I don't know where parents got this idea from, but they did. And you'd be walking on the beach and there'd be sand going in these things. Oh, it was horrible. It's like, no, can we just wear flip-flops? But no, we had to wear these old trainers and it was diabolical. You had to wash the trainers then in like water when you got back to the hotel because they were then full of sand. Oh, no, no, I couldn't be doing with it. So I totally agree with that one, Simon. Auntie's got problems with poor circulation, so feet often cold even in the summer. I feel your pain there, Anthony. I'm just, mind you, it's been freezing today. So cold, we had to close the window. So I know what it's like when you, I like to be cold. But, so, you got some professional socks designed for walkers, which are the only thing that keeps your feet warm. There was a QR code so you could download an app. Don't know what it did. Can you imagine? Do you know it's only a matter of time before we have app-controlled socks? Seriously. App-controlled socks is where it's at. That's what we need.
Oh, Kim's bought a stream bar.
Oh, Alex says the ones with a bobble at the heel to stop them disappearing under the foot. Now, there's an idea. And you only pay $34. Wow, that's amazing.
It's out of stock over here.
No, that's the American one. They don't sell it over here.
Oh, I'll just click the link.
No, they don't sell it over here. But that's amazing for that price. Wow. I might have gone for that, but no, we've got nothing as exciting as that, unfortunately. What did I find? A couple of e-books, but they were on offer anyway. So I'll probably buy a couple of e-books. No, the other stuff was honestly, it was not as exciting as I would have hoped. Although they've made quite a fuss of it, I still don't think it's that exciting. Let me have a look at. I'll click on Prime Day Deals and see what's on at the moment. So they've still got this stick, this Fire TV stick, 4K Ultra HD. That's £27. And then there's an Echo Dot, one of the circular ones, for £25. There's a smart TV and some mini cameras. I did look at a camera, the NetView cameras that we have. And it was an outdoor one. And I just thought, yes, it would be better to have an outdoor one because when it gets to dark and it switches to night mode, you get a kind of reflection off the glass. But I looked at it and I thought someone would only break it or take or steal it. So why bother? So I must admit, I left that alone. I did look at the hard drives, the SSDs. They weren't as cheap as I wanted them to be, so I left those alone. There is a deal on a Fire HD 10, but I've already got one, so I left that alone. There's a deal on a Kindle, which I've already got, left it alone. There was some SanDisk 2 terabyte hard drives, I think, and cards. That was possibly worth looking at, that one. There was the one that Graham got, which is an Echo Dot with a clock in it. And there's Logitech stuff that's on sale, but I don't know how. Let's have a look. Let's have a look how cheap that actually is. No, they're all gaming stuff. Nope, still gaming stuff. Still gaming stuff. And some headphones. And gaming stuff. So everything on that page is gaming stuff. Let's see if they've got any proper kit.
Ooh, Toblerones are down to £35 for 10.
Oh, that's the old price, isn't it? Oh, there you go. Treat yourself for your holiday. No, there's nothing on there that I would actually use from Logitech. It's all the gaming stuff. But the ones that did seem quite interesting were, there's a SanDisk Ultra card, which is $13.99 for 128 gig. There is a 256 gig card for $26.99. That's a good price. And there's a 512 card for $54.99. I can't remember what we paid for that because I'm pretty sure you got one, didn't you? And it's in your Surface.
I think so.
But apart from that, probably not. So 42 for 400, which is probably cheaper than the SanDisk, the other one. I might be tempted by one of those, but I should probably leave it alone. I don't need one. It's just that it's on offer. This is how they get you, isn't it, Simon? Right, this one. Let's have a look at that one. I did not know they did a 4 terabyte of that. Go on, let's have a look at the price. Make your eyes bleed. £695.95. Ouch. That is a SanDisk Extreme Pro version, 4 terabytes. I mean, it would be lovely. But at £700, I could have an iPod.
Oh, here's a good deal.
Oh, dear. Wait for it.
Prime Day Special. Pedigree Jumbo.
Oh, Daddy, now you're talking.
Yeah. £9 for 32.
That's cheap, isn't it? He's doing a calculation. 32 now.
Divided by 4 is 8. And they're a quid at Tesco. So it'll be £8. But you can't guarantee they'll be in stock.
Well, no, so not after last week.
For the extra quid, I'll get some.
Oh, she's a lucky girl. Make sure you get the right flavour. There'll be different flavours.
Beef
there.
And poultry.
See, she's partial to beef and poultry, isn't she?
Right, go on then. Let's get some.
Sarah's going to have a look and see if there's a monitor. There was a monitor. I saw one earlier today. I think... Night, Simon. I think it was a big widescreen thing. Ooh, let me have a look, see if I can find it. Prime Day monitor. It would be... That's a TV. Where did I see this monitor?
So I've bought a pair of slippers and some Jumbones.
You know how to live. There's the page. That's the page that I found, Sarah.
Pig's ears. Has she ever had pig's ears?
No. No, she hasn't. She's perfectly... If you want one, that's fine. I must admit, that Samsung one that's 34 inches ultra-wide is quite tempting. But I know I need to leave it alone. I suppose I could put one either side of that and leave it alone, woman. Huh? What size are you looking for, Sarah? Oh, it's a 49-inch there. Oh, no, girl. You'd have to knock a wall down. Leave it alone. But, you know, it's cheap, isn't it? That is £230 off that. Are they all Samsung? No, they're not. There's some Dell, Samsung, Acer, AOC. I've got AOC. I like AOC. They've been fine. What are the AOC ones? 24-inch, 32-inch. There doesn't seem to be much in the 27 range anymore. It always seems to be bigger or much smaller. The one that's 27-inch, and there is only one, it's £429. I hope it's got gold edging for that price. But those are the monitors that I found anyway. That curved one's nice for 200. I'm tempted. Did you notice how I'm talking myself into it? No, I mustn't. I must leave it alone. That Philips one's quite nice as well. 27-inch, £110. That's quite a bargain, that. Now would be a good time to kit next door out, Mike, if you were looking. At that price. Oh, Sarah would like a curved one. 27-inch, same size as the Mac. Be a bit of a squeeze. Yeah, that's the trouble, isn't it? It was the legs with me.
The squeaky balls that
and are they on offer?
Look like coronavirus.
Are they on offer?
£10.99. It doesn't say they're on offer.
Do you know, there's a show title going through my head now.
What?
New balls, please, £10.99. Leave it alone. Something else I've got to leave alone. But some of these monitors are really nice. It's just there doesn't seem to be, like, years gone by, you put in a size and that's what came up. And now you've got all kinds of things to think about with them being curved and retina and you name it. You know, when you're looking at something that's 49 inches wide, wow. There aren't many desks. I mean, my desk, you would get that on, but you'd have to find a home for the iMac. So I'd be looking for something at the sides, but the ones I've got are perfect because they match the iMac. So I don't see me changing them until we see what they're doing with the 27-inch iMac. Oh, Kim, that reminds me. See what I did there? 27-inch iMac, and that made me think of Kim. That's because, let me get my other browser up, the one I watch YouTube in. I left a video open to copy and paste the link for Kim, which I think is that one. Let me just replay it. Is that the guy?
Jolly doggy catch and play spiky rubber ball for dogs 8 centimetres.
Right, it is this one. Right, this video was recommended to me, Kim. And it says it's the 24-inch iMac versus the M1 Mac Mini. It's not as easy as it seems. So I sat and watched it. It's 15 minutes long. iMac versus Mac Mini. Watched the whole thing and I thought, wow, I don't think I could choose between them and the Mini either. If I wanted one or the other, the guy makes the point that Apple don't make kit that overlaps. And I thought, I don't agree with that. It's the iPads are a mess, you know, the different colours and stuff. I can see the benefit of the 24-inch iMac, that it's all in. You plug it in and you're done. You're ready to go. And that's the point that he makes. But then he talks about the other one. It's like, oh, well, actually, that might be better. It's tricky. It's tricky. So that's the video. Have a watch of it later. Let me know what you think. Renee says, with age, the squeaky balls appear automatically. No need to buy them. If they look like this, Renee, you need medical help. These are the weirdest looking things. But we think she'd like them. She was in the park and spotted one and wanted it.
8 centimetres.
Yeah.
That'd be about okay, wouldn't
4
it?
4 inches.
Yeah.
No, 2.5. So 3.5 inches.
Yeah, that should be all right.
I don't think she'd swallow that.
No, I don't think she would.
No. Because right. It's too prickly on the outside.
I'll get one.
Get a pack of three and see.
No, the pack of three are too small.
Oh, right.
So I'll get two of these.
Let's have a look at it. Oh, they are a similar kind. Yeah. Do they come in different colours?
Yeah, that's the one that was in the park, the orange one.
Oh, right. So she quite likes the orange one then. Yeah, the video's very good. It does outline it, but the thing that got me was at the end of it, it's like, it really is going to be your personal choice. It isn't that one edge is the other. And he does do the thing of like, the 24-inch has the benefit that everything's with it. And when he stacks this iMac, or the Mac Mini up, and the Mac Mini seems to be much bigger than my old Mac Mini. But when he stacks the Mac Mini up and you have to put the speakers into it, you know, it's going to cost more for the Mac Mini. But then when the Mac Mini is updated, you keep all the other bits and you just update the Mac Mini. So if you were going to update, that's when you'd save the money. But then the initial cost, if you want a really high quality monitor, then, you know, you're going to pay more for the Mac Mini. But as he pointed out, when he did some video editing on the 24-inch, it's a bit small. And I thought, yeah, although it is actually 16:9 ratio, which the old 24-inch wasn't, it does look tiny to me. It really does look tiny. And that's a point he made with video editing. You need that little bit of extra screen real estate. Is it an option to wait and see what they do with the 27-inch? Because I do like the fact I don't have to worry about monitors. I do like that. And the thing that really made a difference was the speakers. That on the Mini, everything plugs into the back. So he took these speakers and he then put them on the iMac. And he said, looks hideous because it's sticking out the side. Like we all said. Ooh, what have we got here? Portable external. 2 terabytes. What price is it? I'm not seeing a price, full stop. Probably because I'm not in the States. Let's have a look. 27 inch is the best. I think the 27 inch is just about right. I'm sure I could cope with a 32. But for everything that I need to do, I think the 27 inch is about right. What made my 2 external monitors worthwhile was Resolutionator. Without Resolutionator, I wouldn't probably have bought them. $56. That seems perfectly reasonable to me for $56. Let's see what they are in the UK. Probably an arm and a leg. Du-du-du. Come on, you can do it. You know you can. Oh, no, you've pasted it twice. Right, let's have a look. Oh, yes, that's a good deal. that one, 2 terabytes, it's £85 here. That's expensive, isn't it? They have a red one for £59, but all the others are around £85. 90, 75, 65 and 85. And so the cheapest one they've got is, it's got like a pattern on it. Now, is it the same price in black? Let's have a look. And is it on Prime? No, it's not. And it's not from them. So I would say yes, that that looks like a reasonable deal. By comparison to what we've got here, that is a reasonable deal. Is this a Prime deal? No, it's not. I love the kind of drives that you can just pick up and go and take them somewhere else. So I've got those two SanDisk Extremes, which I absolutely adore. They come with me. You know, when we used to leave the house, we went away for the weekend, and you've got the stuff on the main hard drive. Those were the drives I took with me because the cable's in the case and it was just a heck of a lot easier. It's not an SSD, that, is it, though? Was mine an SSD? I don't think it was, actually. It seems reasonable. What price is it elsewhere in the States? Oh, there's somebody. Like, live stream relating to this product. That doesn't look like it, though. That's a camera that she's got. Was it Toshiba? Was that the one that Paul was getting? Paul in Ohio? It could have been. I can't remember. It was a strange shape, and they have their own little cases. And I think he had two or three of them. Let's have a look at the four ones. Do you know, drives are just as expensive in the States as they are here. It's ludicrous. So they're all a similar price. Ours is £58.69 in pounds. Rene's is €56. So similar for that one. But it doesn't say here it's on Prime Day deal. But I have got funny messages coming from them that's really, really funny. I did have a couple of drives like that many moons ago. Yeah, really tiny now by comparison. But I just went on to buy SSDs and put them in cases. And then put that. So the case is probably about £7 and then put the SSD in it. But the SSD prices are just astronomical at the moment. So I haven't done anything else with those at the moment. Right, let's have a look what else I had here. Oh, you remember that Ted Lasso thing where we were all just scratching our head with like, well, what's this all about? He's won an award. It was what the award was about that made me laugh. Toxic masculinity. I have actually heard of this. There was a video on... where did I see that video? YouTube. It was advertised on the YouTube homepage. And it was some YouTuber who was calling out Robbins. Is it Tim Robbins? You know the one I mean. The guy that's... Is it Ted Robbins? No, anyway, Robbins. His name's Robbins. He was calling him out as like, it's all too much rah, rah, rah and toxic masculinity. And I thought, what a fantastic phrase. Anyway, that's the award that Ted Lasso has won. The Peabody Award. That I wondered as well. Oh, you couldn't make these things up. The show offers a charming dose of radical optimism, according to the jury, along with the perfect counter to the enduring prevalence of toxic masculinity. You know, it must be very tough if you're a guy these days. Now you've got a one end of the spectrum, boys don't cry, which is totally ridiculous. Not the other, you've got the toxic masculinity. Must be very, very difficult to hit that sweet spot, is all I'll say. Oh, and the other sad news. You know, they said it was while stocks last of the space grey accessories. They are now officially RIP. There we go. Now, they were nice. They were nice, but I didn't have the Mac Pro, the iMac Pro, so I never really bothered. It does mention there's alternatives, and of course, one of the alternatives is the Matias that I've got. So I went for the one without a backlight, and I went for it in silver. But there is a space grey one with and without backlight if you want it. So you're not totally out of luck, and I think that keyboard's way better anyway. So I would go for that keyboard again. I wouldn't go for an Apple one. Kim actually doesn't understand what toxic masculinity is. Well, in relation to this video, it was like rah-rahing men to the point that everything is so competitive that it's cutthroat. So if you think of, like, you know, say you would say like a true man, to the point that it's toxic. So I kind of get it. I'm thinking about that presenter, because by week five of that course, we'd lost the super dope. Yo, bro. All that had gone. I thought somebody's had a word. I found that quite toxic. I mean, not to an offensive point, just like, I thought, you're really showing yourself up. You can't be presenting a professional course and be everybody's best friend with the language that you're using, pretending that you're still at college. You can't do it. It doesn't work, which somebody must have told him, because the last session, I don't think he said dope once. I was waiting for it and he didn't. So I think that's what it means. Oh, you know where we could go to find that out, don't you? Urban Dictionary. No, I'll do it so you don't have to. There we go. Can't say fairer than that. Right, let me put that in. And I'll do the Urban Dictionary thing. I know I shouldn't. I won't look at anything else or I'll go blind. Right, let's see what it says. A social science term that describes a narrow, repressive type of idea about the male gender role that defines masculinity as exaggerated masculine traits like being violent, unemotional, sexually aggressive, and so forth. It also suggests that men who act too emotional, or maybe aren't violent enough, or don't do all of the things that real men do, can get their man card taken away. What's a man card? Is this some kind of... You see, I could click through and do that.
Man card.
Oh, I'm going to regret this.
A non-literal licensure of one's masculine identity, obtained through recognition of manhood in one's culture and maintained by upholding acceptable standards of manliness.
Hmm. There's another one here. I'm going down a rabbit hole. You be warned. A pipe hitter. You're wondering, aren't you? A person with an outwardly dominant masculine or aggressive personality, but also enthusiastically takes on the submissive or bottom role in the bedroom. We were all right until we got to the second half of that. Let me move backwards and get back to the toxic
mask. A symbolic phrase to recognise manliness within the human population.
I'm loving Renee's here. I don't have a man card yet, thank goodness. Won't have it taken away then, will you? Super dope and bro don't seem like true masculinity to you. It seems like a Peter Pan man. Love that. That to me is somebody frantically trying to hold on to their youth. The analogy for me would be, because I had to look up what spring break was. You remember on NCIS, probably about series 6 or 7, Tony was talking about going off for spring break. And Ziva said to him, you know, you're too old for spring break. And I thought, well, what's with spring break? So I went to find out. And it reminded me of him, that he doesn't want to let go of his youth. It's less toxic masculinity and just, you know, a man wanting to be a boy. So like you say, Peter Pan man is absolutely spot on. Some beliefs of toxic masculinity are: interactions between men and women always have to be competitive and not cooperative. Man can never truly understand woman and women, and that men and women can never just be friends. That real men need to be strong, and that showing emotion is a sign of weakness, unless it's anger, and then that's considered okay. The idea that men can never be victims of abuse, and talking about it is shameful. The idea that real men always want sex and are ready for it at any time. The idea that violence is the answer to everything and that real men solve their problems through violence. This is actually sounding like most of the men I know, to be honest. Oh, there's a few that fit that, trust me. Oh dear, and that, no, stay away from the rest of that. Masculinity, so this is Kim. Masculinity is a man who takes responsibility, treats people with courtesy. That's humanity to me. I don't distinguish. I just think, just be a good human. That's all you need to do. Ah, now you see, because Renee doesn't have a man card, he can still cry. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Somebody who didn't, I'd really be suspicious of. Really be suspicious. If a bloke can watch like a really sad film like Marley and not cry, it's like, okay, cross him off the list. Not potential. But I know that, you know, even men who are sensitive and would maybe cry at things like that, there's a degree of like that they feel they shouldn't, which is just so wrong. So men that wander around like that are just idiots as far as I'm concerned. But I did not know there was a concept of a man card. Does that mean I can get a woman card? Do we have that thing? Because if we do, no one's ever offered me one. Oh dear, that might say something about me. You can't be human and not cry at Marley. Exactly, Anthony. It's impossible, isn't it? Oh, there was Marley and Me, and there was a Lassie film. Oh, it's a really old one. It looked, you know, you remember when they first started doing colour movies and the colour was really oversaturated? It must have been like the 50s or something like that. I mean, it could have been earlier. Gone with the Wind was 39, wasn't it? But they didn't tend to do colour films like that until the 50s. Oh, and it was just so sad. Oh, it was awful. I'm sobbing all over the place. It does that to me. Kim only has a COVID card. I haven't even got one of those. But apparently, oh, there was another calamity in the UK today. And it was one of those things, you know, like it's a good day to bury bad news. Well, they slipped this one out, all right, underneath the guise of a ruckus that is kicking off between the Mayor of Greater Manchester. Yes, he's got form. What's his face? Andy Burnham. And Nicola Sturgeon. She doesn't want people in Scotland to be visiting Manchester and Salford, and she doesn't want people from Salford and Manchester visiting Scotland, which has put the kibosh on somebody's honeymoon. So that kicked off. While all that was happening, this thing was slipped out about the COVID vaccine. It's having a negative impact. They didn't go into detail, thank God. It's having a negative impact on women's cycles. I don't think they meant bicycles. But there was no more information. And I'm like, just a minute. What negative impact? No, they didn't say. And then it was, oh, and by the way, you know, in Scotland, it kicked off. And I thought, just a minute. I went back through the story and that's all I could find. There was nothing else mentioned. It's not serious. I thought, what isn't? Tell us the facts. No, it's not serious. You should still get the vaccine. I thought, do you know what we're going to find out in 5 to 10 years? That it was serious and we probably shouldn't have done. But we'll see. We'll see. I just wish they'd give you the information. That's all I wish, that you could actually read it. Because another story that's big in the UK, I don't think it would be in the States at the minute, but there's an inquiry going on. Let's see if I can find the details of it. It's an inquiry into blood plasma. I think it was the 70s, but don't quote me. But in essence, what happened was blood products were imported into the UK. And America was one of the places supplying them. And they were infected. Oh, it must have been late 70s, early 80s, thinking about it. It was infected with AIDS. And they did whatever they did with it to create this clotting factor. There it is. It's the NHS blood scandal. And basically all these people are dead now. So they're having an inquiry, but there's literally about three of them left. From 1974 to 1987, children were offered treatments for haemophilia at Trelawes College. 72 died after being given a drug that was contaminated with HIV and viral hepatitis. And I think there's these three of them left. The stories are absolutely horrific. And what they made the point that they were saying, they were told all of the positive benefits of this drug and none of the potential side effects, and now the majority of them are dead. And it's just shocking. It's absolutely shocking. Oh, Kim's got details. Details, details. Right, let's have a look. Do I want to know this?
Yeah,
can I actually see this? Let me click that link. Yay, now I've got it right. Okay. I'll read it really quickly. I'll skim it and then go back. Dun, 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 dun. Yep, women are more likely to report mild or moderate side effects and suffer severe ones. And they did say over here that the blood clots were more women than men, but it was age that was the biggest factor. And then they proceeded, I mean, in Holland, you know, Renee was spot on with what they did over there. That was absolutely fitted the age range. And over here, we totally ignored that. Instead of it being 30, it was 60. So that was ridiculous as well.
I cried at Marley and Me.
I don't think you even saw Marley
and
Me.
No, I was reading it in the bookshop.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, this is really
detailed,
isn't it? I just
happened to turn to the wrong page.
Oh, I'm going to read all of this later. This is fascinating. This is the kind of information that I wanted. And there was just nothing. Just nothing. It's not whether you take it or not based on that. It's just having the facts and making a decision for yourself. But, you know, if the lead singer of McBusted said you're having a jab, then you're having a jab. Well, they can find your medical records. I will read all of that later. Thank you, Kim. That's exactly what I needed. But what I mean is, because this thing's going on about the contaminated blood thing, that got slipped in underneath and avoided, so nobody had to talk about it. So it was mentioned on one, it was like one of the sub-bullet points on a story about something else. And I'm like, whoa, want more information on that? And there was none. So this thing about the blood products is kicking off. I think with that, they've just put it off long enough that they hope they'd all be dead, but they're not. So there's these three guys left. And, you know, they fought like tigers for this investigation. The thing that was worse with that was, because, you know, once you're contaminated, but the one that's at the top of the picture, who's called Aid Goodyear, there was an interview on the lunchtime news, and it was just horrific. He said, so, you know, we heard that there was potential problems with this, and they were all children. Hence, it was at a school. So I think he was about 12 or 13. He said, and it was the way that they told you. The doctor came in and just said, you've got AIDS, you haven't, where you go, back to class. They didn't even get the afternoon off to, like, process it. And when they questioned the doctors said, well, you won't live more than a few years. And these were kids away from home, no parents with them. Doctors like that should be taken out and flogged. Yeah, he was there in 1980 at the age of 10. Look at that picture of him. What a smile. And, you know, he hasn't actually changed much, has he? But, you know, can you imagine what it's like to see or lose all your friends? Because there's literally three of them left. Shocking. Renee's just read a tweet of a girl who refuses the Pfizer vaccine because it would make her breast bigger. Whoa, if she's putting that out, I would imagine, you know, okay, so she doesn't want it, but I can imagine 99.9% of women that do. The misinformation's terrifying, isn't it? We all thought when we got the internet, it would be fine. And you'd get, you know, access to all the information you could need whenever you need it to make an informed decision. And what are women doing? They're buying vacuum cleaners. We won't go into detail on that. And now they're not having vaccines because of, like, misinformation. I hadn't even heard that one. I mean, I could imagine it if it was they'd shrink and disappear, but not the other way around. There's more misinformation out there than there is decent information. Luckily, Kim has hooked me up with proper information about that, so now I can read it, but there certainly wasn't anything over here. And I thought I could go off and do an internet search, but that's where my days go, so I mustn't do that. Because I'm starting yet another course. Ostensibly, it's supposed to start on Saturday. But I've just got the onboarding stuff through and I'm going to have to work for a couple of hours tonight. So, yes, another busy 4 weeks for me. But you may be able to follow along with this in real time if it all goes to plan. I'll give you more information about that as we move through. Once I've read the first stuff, which is all of today. With the internet, we also got all the information that nobody needs. That's very true, Renee. That is an excellent way of putting it. And, you know, some of it, what's the worst thing? If it's just misinformation for misinformation's sake. But if you've ever seen The Good Fight and The Good Wife before that, the way that, in this case, it was a jury pool, was manipulated was absolutely terrifying. I mean, over here with the jury, you don't get... You can excuse a juror, but it's nothing like in the States. They know who the jurors are, and they, you know, they're on Facebook, and they're using Facebook. They're targeting that particular jury pool or parts of the jury pool by their friend groups and stuff with adverts about what the court case is about. It was absolutely terrifying. I think it was called micro-targeting. And at first you think, oh, it's Facebook. You know, you can target, but you can't target to that degree. And then you saw it and you thought, oh, good grief. Yes, you could. So, I avoid that. I'm with Kim. Don't watch the news. It's all twisted garbage. I just need to know, like, the real, real, real basics of what's going on, and that'll do me. So I checked the stats. Everywhere in the UK is over one in the R rate. But, you know, normally you'd be happy about this, wouldn't you? Hello, Lola. The Northwest, that's us. We're at the top. We are at the very top of that. So we're at 1.5 now and on the rise. Trafford went up last week. So that's our very local area. That went up by 33%. Infections were up 33%. But then we had this idiot, one of the scientists, allegedly, who came on and said, oh, yeah, we don't need to stay until the 19th and come out on the 5th. And I thought, Boris has got the 19th now and he's going to stick to it. Because if he isn't, he won't risk it. He won't risk going early and then the stats going off the scale. But we'll see how it all works out. It's hard to find the right news feeds. It really is. I mean, even the BBC, they hide stuff and they promote some stuff over other stuff. And there's also, you'll see a story and think, oh, that's interesting. And then you'll go back and it's gone, which is, you know, just twisting it, isn't it? Not on at all. So another start to the week. On the upside, it's cooler. It's that cool we've had to close the windows. So that really is cool. From last week being absolutely boiling. At lunchtime, we had both windows open and Mike said, I'm absolutely freezing. Now, I was a bit on the cool side, but I thought I'm not closing them in case it warms up again. But we were fine. We were fine. Oh, you just want a biscuit, do you? Hanging around for a biscuit. she's a very lucky bear. Oh, you see, you guys are doing amazingly well. Ours is double that. Oh, they're idiots here. Total idiots. Mind you, look at the football. I mean, you would imagine at the Euros, if that had happened in game one, you could have ended up with nobody being able to play anybody.
True.
So I would have thought that there wouldn't have been an issue at the Euros, and yet here we are. I mean, how can two players self-isolate during a match? Or are they only self-isolating for 2 days?
I don't know.
Because we're playing tomorrow.
No, they're going to have to. Well, the England players, I don't know if they'll have to miss the game, but the Scottish player will.
Well, he will because he's got it.
Yeah.
But the other two are living with the other team members.
Mm. And they're isolating, though, away from them.
There are no words whatsoever, bad or otherwise. Kim's going to have record heat this week. Oh, no. Because that usually comes our way about a week later, Kim. No. I think it's going to get hotter in the week, but today's nice. And I could do with it like this all week and I'd be very, very, very happy. But I am going to head off now because I've got to go and sort this course out that I didn't think was starting till Saturday. But now I've got a week's prep that I need to get on with and a session at 8 to introduce us to it all. So I'm going to head off and sort that out. But we will be back with you tomorrow. Same time, same place, still marooned with more stories of being marooned. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.